all have so much to give. We all have so much talent. We just sometimes have to wake it up. It's just a matter of keep going, keep moving forward, but be open and curious.
Welcome to Vitality Evolutions Podcast. Discover life-changing advice and insights from lifestyle, fitness, and nutrition experts on how to achieve a healthy, fit body and a powerful, vibrant mind. Feel stronger and live longer. Are you ready to rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit?
Hello and welcome to Vitality Evolution. I'm very excited to introduce to you today Charlotte Freeborg. She's an author of several books, and we'll be talking about how to attract and to receive money during difficult times. So pay close attention. We'll be discussing some beautiful and really useful things for you today. You can reach Charlotte at makeyourownmoneyagain.com. That's makeyourownmoneyagain.com. All right. Hello and good morning, Charlotte. How are you doing?
Oh, good morning, Wolf. I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
Very good. Staying safe, like everybody else inside. Everybody's cooped up, but it gives us a good opportunity to discuss some of the important things, because everybody right now is really worried about how to pay their rent, how to pay their bills, and how to get their next paycheck. So we'll discuss a few good things today out of your expertise and with your insight that could help people to maybe feel a little bit more comfortable and kind of set themselves up to a better future, right?
Right. Yeah, I think that's a very, very important conversation to have these days, because for sure, this is serious. I mean, and we are in this together, and it does bring up a lot of fear. And yeah, it's important. So yeah, I'm looking forward to have this conversation. I trust we can bring some valuable lessons and wisdom to the table that hopefully will help some people out there.
All right, so
thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah, absolutely. So give us a little bit of an idea about your background, your bio, and what you're passionate about.
Sure, thank you. Yeah, I, if people recognize, I have an accent. So I live in America. I live in South Florida. I'm originally from Denmark. I've been here 14 years. I moved here with my family, and at that time, it was for sure a challenging transition to come here, but it also gave me an opportunity to stay home some years with my kids, and I truly enjoyed that. Before I started staying at home with my kids, I already worked as a coach in Denmark, and I have been working with team building and for many, 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 many years have that interest and also capability of finding the best in people, helping them to believe in themselves and you know, find that truth, that capability of saying yes to ourselves with what we have to bring forth in this world, in this lifetime. So after I had stayed home for some years with the kids here, I started to feel that we can call it many things, calling, desire to start working again. And I jumped back into the coaching, took another certification. And then a few years ago, I decided to really focusing on helping, especially moms who have stayed home with the kids, just like, you know, I did myself, to move back into having a career, because I know there are so many, and it's not that I don't want to work or talk with men at all, but I just know I have a lot to give to women. So if you are a man, please don't, you know, I think we might still bring some valuable information to the table here.
Right, right.
I think that transition of getting back, find the value within, I think often that's something that's important to talk about. We all have so much to give. We all have so much talent. We just sometimes have to wake it up. And especially in these times, I mean, right now there might even be moms who are staying home who have to go back to work because maybe their husband has been laid off or has reduced hours or salary that the company has done to be able to keep the employees, or he totally has been left out. And it leaves a lot of families in a totally different and unexpected situation that not many are prepared for financially. So all now right. They gotta go out and find work, and I just want to be support here.
Okay. So what do you believe is the most important for us to learn right now during this time of pandemic?
I think there are different things. I think one important thing right now is for us to really validate what comes up. And with that, I mean, if we feel fear of any kind of, we can name it negative emotions or darker sides or those heavier, like we're so afraid of many times to dive into and feel, now is the time to do that. And I want to say, and how we do that is by slowing down. We are forced to slow down right now. And I think, and I know this now I'm going a little off your question, but I think this is actually why, if there should be a why we are going through this, I think this is the why. This is what our earth is calling us to do. Stop, pay attention, feel. And by, so it's like a slap in the face. I like to say that a lot at the moment for all of us, for humanity, to slow down and feel and pay attention to what's going on here now. Because when we do that, when we do slow down, and it takes some courage, many of us want to run away from those emotions, and then we choose to overwork or eat too much or eat the wrong food or drink or smoke cigarette, you know, a lot of things to distract us from, instead of allowing to feel our emotions. But when we feel our emotions, and we can do that either alone if we feel safe about that, or we can find help. There are a lot of professionals out there who are trained and skilled to do that, coaches, healers, therapists. Go find someone if you can't do it by yourself. But when we connect to our deeper emotions, and you know, really, I just wrote an article about it actually. When we do that, and we can do that with deep breathing, and then it's energy. So, and our emotions are just energy. It's nothing scary. We're just not used to feel them because we were born to feel them. But let's put it this way. We were trained by maybe our parents or other people to not feel them by saying, oh, big boys don't cry, or be a strong person, whatever. So we stopped doing this that kids naturally do. And now it's time to get back to basic and do that. So when we do this inner work, allow to cry and feel this is horrible. It's horrible for many. It's terrifying. It's scary. When we feel that without any judgment, any hesitation, what happens is this energy that the emotions are will be allowed to move, because energy will move. Energy wants to move, and we as human beings are in control of that. This is what I also teach those that work with me, that it's when that we can control that by allowing it to be, and then we can actually ask. So what happens is when we do tap into the emotions, and we can do deep breathing, like breathe in, and when we breathe out, like help that dark emotion to move out of us, and then at the same time ask for light and guidance to come into us. It takes practice, may not be easy. If we've never done this work before, it does take practice, but I promise it works. And if people knew where I came from and where I am now, they would know, okay, then I can do it too. Because I was at a point in my life where I didn't know anything about this. I mean, we're going 20 years back, but I said yes, I wanted to learn this. So if when we do that as people, say yes to learn the basics of our human nature, we can, and doesn't have to take a long time, doesn't have to take 20 years, I'm not saying that, but it doesn't have to be that hard. So I think, back to your question, because we now are forced to slow down and be more with ourselves, be with other people we live with.
Right, right.
If we do this work, we can start, when we do this energy work and allow in, we can call it light. We can say inspiration, whatever we feel comfortable with. I mean, and sounds resonate with us. We can start receive ideas of what's our next right step to do, because that's what we are being called to do right now, to stop and feel and process this and take this serious and say, okay, what's the right next thing to do now?
Right. So it's kind of like releasing some negative blocks. It's kind of like freeing yourself and letting go of fear, of anxiety, of pain. And in a way, freeing up and creating some empty space, maybe a vacuum, that really then allow you to switch and attract positive thoughts, energy that really comes in you. And as you said, I mean, you and I know we're both connected. We're all amazing, powerful being, all connected to a higher power, a higher source. And by allowing us to really let that energy flow through us, we're able to create and tap into that immense creativity and allow us to really have ideas come to us that can change our lives and set us on the path. And what I said it earlier, money is always a big issue, right? Especially now, because it's kind of like the thing that really freaks us out. How do we pay the bill? How do we go on from one month to the next? So let's talk
yes.
about that specific a little bit, about that money issue that many people seem like paralyzed about,
Yes. And here's the thing, I get why people get paralyzed right now, because this is real. And a lot of people out there do not have this information. Hopefully they will listen to your podcast. I mean, hopefully they will now spend this, in a way, precious extra time we have to learn these things, because I get that it brings up this. But the thing is, if we want to open up for that infinite intelligence, that divine, the divine messages, the infinite possibilities, we are not we are not in a good receiving mode when we are stressed and in fear. So this is the time when I think it's more important than ever to learn this, that it does not have to be that way. Yeah, we can be in fear. I've had moments where I recognize, whoa, there's some fear coming up here. If I go in and look at our investments accounts and see how it has dropped. I mean, we all do that. But it's a matter of then, do we go with that fear? And if there's a spiral, go further down and feel more and more stuck with what's going on? Or do we learn the tools to learn how do we release that fear? And when we release that fear, we become more open to new ideas. So an example of that, I'm sure we all one time or later have recognized, if we had something we were really sad about and we had a good cry, maybe many years ago, but how when we have allowed ourselves to have a cry, to spread some tears, how afterwards it felt like a release and we felt better.
Right.
This is how we as humans naturally can learn to work with, because this is, again, it's just energy. We release and then we create space, void. You use that word. I use that in my book also. Void to allow in new things.
And remember we spoke once and you had this beautiful example about a money tree. Why don't you tell us that? Because I think that was very helpful, that once we have created a void and once we're able to kind of change our focus into a different area, attracting wealth, attracting money, or changing our financial destiny. Give us a little bit of an insight on that.
Oh, I would love to. Actually, I think, yeah, I like that metaphor also. Because the thing is, and I just want to say that money, we can give money so much meaning and power. And again, like, money is just energy, like our emotions, like anything else, the chair we are sitting in, the air we are breathing, the beautiful flower behind you. And with that tree that I wrote about as an example in the book, so what I wrote about there was, if we want to, so when we have created this void, when we are open to look at things differently, by imagining a tree and we see all the leaves on the tree, and then think about, what if each beautiful leaf on this tree was a $1 coin or a $1 note, and there was this abundance of money everywhere we looked. Even if we walked through a forest with trees everywhere, tall up the way up so they almost reached the blue sky, and every single leaf was a dollar note. And some people may say, yeah, what does that help? I mean, this is just fantasy land, right? But here's the thing. When I heard this example of a way to think differently, it's really a way to trigger our brain. Because what if it was? And that's how that's the question we can ask. What if it was? Just by asking this question, what if I could see dollars everywhere? What difference would that make in my life? It's a way to, again, trigger our brain by asking powerful questions, by using our imagination to allow in new ideas. Because if we don't do that, if we just stay stuck and look at maybe our bank account getting to zero or below zero, or think about that we just lost a job, will that bring us any new ideas if we don't also shift our mindset to what possibilities are there? So I think, I mean, this exercise in particular can maybe help some people to say, because that really, there is an abundance of money out there. Right now, we may just need to find a new way to receive them. And there are always many, many ways we can receive money. It doesn't just have to be through a paycheck. When we start opening up for thinking about infinite possibilities, and this is in my book, this one here that's now out in paper format, I'm also writing about the universal laws and how by knowing these universal laws, it can help us to both understand how the world, how the universe works, how we work, and how we can kind of go more with the flow in this also right now when it's tough for many.
And I guess it's about changing our focus, right? Because what we focus on is where our mind goes. So if we're using again the exercise of, you know, having walking around and everywhere we look, there's a bush, there's a tree, and we visualize and see that money, that's where our mind goes. So rather than being scared on the negative, oh, how do I pay the bill? Rather saying, oh, there's abundance in the universe. And out of my own experience, I mean, the most beautiful and most powerful things happen always effortlessly without anything. And every time I try to push and, oh my God, I need to do this, I need to do that, that's when things are not happening. But when we allow ourselves to first, as we mentioned earlier, let go, release, create that void, as you said, and then switch our mindset to something that's maybe a little bit silly, a little bit crazy. But again, life is fun. I mean, rather than being always stuck in fear, we need to, in a way, use these techniques to help our mind and our emotions to become happier, you know, be a little bit silly, be a little bit more fun. And at the same time, it allows us to attract and create abundance.
Yes, definitely. Even the grass you see here in the book. Can you see that?
Oh, yeah.
The grass has made it. Yeah. No, I agree. It is about shifting our mindset. And yeah, we can work harder and we can push, but that's what we have done too much of in the world. It just creates stress. It creates disease. It creates viruses, maybe. I mean, whatever we believe in, but yeah, it is time to make a huge mindset shift. So yeah. I'm glad people are listening
and I think
to
the
this.
Other thing, yeah, the other thing I think that's important to understand is that, you know, that we don't have to come up specifically and push ourselves to come with specific ideas, because these ideas can come from through somebody else, that a phone call, somebody that knocks at your door and just opens that door that you otherwise would have not been able to walk through. So by just simply giving up, opening yourself up and letting that energy flow through you, a lot of things can happen.
Exactly. And I think that's a very good thing to bring up, because when we create the void, when we let go of the fear and tension by either doing some breathing work, like the energy work I just touched briefly upon, then if we start asking new questions, of instead of focusing on what we don't want, our current situation, then start ask questions about what do I want? What do I have of desires? What kind of job would I like? What business may I like to start? Oh, I would like $5,000 in my bank account. And then, as you said, start to, you know, then let go of that. Mm. That's a detachment. That's law of detachment. Let go of that and don't have expectations up front how it's going to come, but be curious, like you say, be open, pay attention, and trust. Trust is a big thing. And that's a muscle we can train by doing this work and not just give up first or second or third time. It doesn't work. But it does work. It's just a matter of keep practicing it. It does work. I mean, it's just a matter of keep going, keep moving forward, but be open and curious. And as you said, if someone knocks on the door, okay, maybe there's a message there. Maybe we have a bookshelf, like we can pick out a book that feels like, oh, this is the book, open up a page and there's a message on that page, or call someone that we suddenly think about. Call that person, have a conversation. Maybe that person has an idea. I remember I landed a perfect job one time where I had done all the pre-work, really been specific of what I wanted in the job. And then I had an idea of, oh, let me just call my friend and tell her, you know, have a talk. And I told her that I'm looking for this job here. And it ended up being through that connection that I landed a job. So it's be open, be curious, don't hold back, ask for help. Be creative. It's time to stop and drop and enjoy life more, even when it's part. If we could just do 5 minutes, I mean, for some people, I know it's really, really, really stressful now because they feel a huge responsibility for their families and how will I be able to pay my rent and buy food for my family. But still, this is the work that needs to be done to open up for more abundance and joy in life, even when it's hard now. And I think what is important then also is not to expect to go from here to here in one day or one week, but take like one step at a time. And then sometimes there's a step back, but then continue to move up and celebrate those little moments. Write down every day. I do that. I've done that for years. I always finish my day finding at least 3 things I can celebrate. It can be big, it can be small. It can be, I had a good conversation with my daughter today. That gratitude that I know you have talked a lot about here, right? That's work that can help us as well, besides from our imagination, but really take time to gratitude for, I could feed my family today. Oh, I do have friends who care about me. Oh, I do have a computer where I connect with people. I have books that I can learn. You know, there are many things we can choose to be grateful for. And that is our job right now.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for a wonderful insight and for talking to us today. Charlotte, again, you can find Charlotte at Make Your Own Money, and again, it's makeyourownmoneyagain.com. Charlotte, thank you again so much for taking the time. Let's all stay safe, stay positive, stay focused, and wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.